A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Wednesday, May 8th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. More than 50 staffers at Bon Secours Community Hospital in Port Jervis picketed in front of the facility on Tuesday to protest what they claim are diminishing services at medical centers operated by the Westchester Medical Center Health Network. Protests were also held at St. Anthony Community Hospital in Warwick and Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern. At Bon Secours, boisterous members of 1199 SEIU stood on bustling Main Street, breaking out in chants such as "Hey Ho," "The CEO Has to Go," and "Union Power." Linda O'Connor, a registered nurse at Bon Secours, said they put out signs to celebrate the 100th year of the hospital, and they want to be sure that it's around for another 100 years. O'Connor said everyone who works at Bon Secours is a member of the hospital family.
Many of the employees here live in this community, were raised in this community. They have family in this community. So we're a big family here, and we look out for each other.
Hospital spokesman Andrew LaGuardia disagreed with the accusations made by 1199 SEIU. He said the Bon Secours Charity Health System, which includes Good Samaritan, St. Anthony, and Bon Secours, recently made the difficult decision to reduce a mix of 50 union and non-union positions, he said. The decision followed a comprehensive review of operations, staffing, and the services to align services in a manner that best supports the community's need, he said. A late-morning crash on Route 17B in Monticello on Tuesday claimed the life of an elderly driver, village police report. The man's name is being withheld pending location and notification of relatives. Police said the 11:25 a.m. accident occurred across from Monticello Raceway and is believed to have resulted from the driver sustaining a medical emergency which caused the vehicle to veer off the road, police said. Witnesses reported seeing a 2012 Ford Escape driving in a westerly direction when it suddenly veered across the eastbound lane, struck a utility pole and an embankment before rolling over. The Newburgh City Police Department, which has leadership of a commissioner and a chief, has had plans from city administration to hire a deputy police chief, but that doesn't appear to be happening anytime soon. Commissioner Jose Gamarez says the new position will not be filled in the immediate future.
At this point, it's a decision that the executive office have to make. They'd decide when, but at this time, it's been on hold, and we'll look into that. But at this point, we have no steps taken into that direction.
Less than a week ago, a new police chief was appointed. Brandon Rolla has been with the Newburgh Police Department for 16 years and was most recently a lieutenant. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji, 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
RUPCO has received a $10.5 million low-income housing tax credit award from New York State Homes and Community Renewal to develop 56 affordable apartments in the village of Tannersville, with a workforce and senior preference. Located at the site of the former Cold Spring Hotel on Spruce Street, Cold Spring Apartments will be an intergenerational and energy-efficient campus that features three buildings and a community space for residents to gather. Mayor Stephen Noble, Family of Woodstock, and the Kingston Housing Task Force have released the results of a public survey that gauged interest in expanding the HomeShare Woodstock program in Kingston. Last year, Family of Woodstock launched HomeShare Woodstock, a program that connects home providers and home seekers, allowing each to remain in their communities while offering a mutually beneficial, affordable housing solution. After an intensive matching process, HomeShare helps home providers gain extra income and receive help with tasks while providing home seekers an affordable rental for someone in the community. Two incidents that occurred over the last 2 weeks in the Rockland County town of Ramapo have resulted in hate crime arrests. On Friday, April 19th at about 9 p.m., while a 17-year-old was driving a vehicle, a 17-year-old passenger in the vehicle fired a water pellet gun at individuals walking on the side of the road. One victim was shot but uninjured. The vehicle's occupants yelled anti-Semitic slurs toward the pedestrians and then sped away. The teenage driver, a resident of Airmont, was charged with a misdemeanor of aggravated harassment. The following Friday night, a continued investigation determined the same 17-year-old was driving the same vehicle in Montebello with three other passengers. An 18-year-old passenger threw trash from the car at pedestrians walking in the roadway, striking one on the leg. The victim was not injured. A witness said as the vehicle drove by, the car's occupants all yelled anti-Semitic slurs and fled the scene at a high rate of speed. Two of the four young people in the car were the same two who were charged at the last previous event. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.